Taylor walked them through the dance slowly, without any music. Brent now recognized some of the steps. Knowing hands turned him left instead of right and pointed him toward the proper partner. Then the music started up at full speed and the dancers, like clock parts, began to turn. Arms reached for his, faces whizzed past. He was instantly enmeshed with the others. Wordlessly, they corrected him, adjusted his grip, smiled at him. He'd always been gawky. This hadn't changed. But the pattern of steps repeated over and over, slowly began to sink in. The galloping tune had an Irish feel. It was exalting to be part of the twining and twirling, and strangely thrilling to touch other hands and to feel them grasping his. He felt like a bee returning to a hive, greeted and accepted by all. He clapped with the others when the music stopped, stood outside to cool off, and was promptly asked if he wanted to do the next one. His partner called the event a contra dance. It felt to Brent like his rite of re-entry. He stayed all the way to the waltz at the end. He slept late. When he woke, he could still hear the music and see the wide smile of the woman who had driven him back. Birds were busy in the trees around him. He looked outside. The day was clear. He lay there for half an hour. Then he realized that he'd finished Leah's mother's task. He built a fire and cooked himself some oatmeal, peering into the flames. The guilt hadn't magically vanished.